Manhattan Bank has been serving the Gallatin Valley since 1905. Started by local farmers in order to help grow the agriculture industry, Manhattan Bank has since grown into a full-service bank serving the entire valley. With branches in Manhattan, Churchill, Three Forks, and Bozeman, you're never far from your local bank.
As banks are consolidating and changing, Manhattan Bank sets themselves apart through consistency and a small-town banking feel. Come see why we have been in the valley for well over 100 years. Stop by the new building in Bozeman. See Justin Skillman and Tyler Dosher for your business banking and Brad Whitmer for your home loans. Go Cats.
Member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to the R&R CatCast, a fan-based podcast focusing on Montana State athletics. We're two dudes named Ryan from the state of Washington talking about our dear Montana State. We hope you enjoy. All right, welcome back, Bobcat fans. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the R&R CatCast. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan Foley. He's your host, Ryan Thornburg. We are the Ryans of the R&R, the Montana State affiliate of the Big Sky Podcast Network. We're happy to be sponsored by Manhattan Bank, taking care of all your banking needs in the Gallatin Valley, Bozeman, Churchill, Manhattan, and Three Forks. Four locations. Go see Justin and company over at Manhattan Bank to take care of all your banking needs. Awesome, man. Hey, we're back. It's been quite a while, probably a couple months now, it feels like, before we did an episode. But we're going to try to talk a little bit of basketball tonight. Thorny, you ready for that, buddy?
I'm ready. And it's funny, you can always tell what take you're on your intro by the cadence and like the pitch. You get like more middle. You're not quite as like high range, and you just like plow through it. Like your speed just picks up. It's funny. So if you're listening to that, that was not his first attempt at that intro. We goofed it up pretty bad on the first one, so we had to redo it. But we are back. We're rusty. Yeah, there's a behind the scenes look to talk some basketball though. That's a first one we've done this season. So we will see how this goes.
I think the last time we talked on the microphones was kind of the season ending for football. So the South Dakota State recap and kind of what happened over the year. But we talked a little bit. We're going to dust off the basketball talk here in a little bit. So here we go. But first, I think we need to talk about what's in our golden coulee.
My sound card broke, which housed our little jingle. So unfortunately, I don't have the what's in our golden coulee jingle. But I have been working on a 4-pack of the Kettle House Snowblind White Stout, 6.2% alcohol. It's a good stout, man. It's interesting. It's like a little bit lighter than a dark stout, taste wise, flavor wise. But you know, it's good. I'm really enjoying it.
You said white stout?
Yes, sir. Yep. I mean, I've had like oatmeal stouts and stuff before. I'm not sure a white stout if it's any different or whatever, but hey, I'm enjoying it. I like pretty much any kind of stout.
Where'd you get it?
My dad brought it over when he was over for Christmas.
Yeah. Good job, Pops. All right.
Always brings the goods.
Nice. I have a Hop Valley Bubble Stash. Ooh. I've had this one before. This Hop Valley Brewing is one of my favorites. Here in the Northwest. I think they're out of Eugene, Oregon. Have you ever been to Eugene? It's where the Ducks play.
I've always wanted to go to a game at, is it Autzen or whatever it is?
Autzen.
Stadium. Autzen, yeah. I've always wanted to go to a game there. But no, never made it. Never made the trek. Bobcat football was not kind last time we went to Portland. So let's go watch some other team play.
We have to look at the schedule next year to see what game we're going to go to. I think I'm going to take my family to the Idaho game because, you know, Spokane, Moscow is just probably an hour and a half down from us. So it's going to be okay. I think my son's Well, definitely want to go, but I don't know. I think you and I need to make a separate trip. We have to decide.
Maybe. I'm not sure I can make two trips. I want to go to Bozeman. I want to take my son because he's been clamoring to go to a Bobcat game.
Oh, man, we have to go to the game. We're the Ryans. We got to do it. I mean, it's what we do.
It's true. Although I went by myself last year to Cat Grizz, and that turned out pretty good for the Bobcats anyway. Did miss having you there, but enjoyed my time very much in Bozeman.
Yeah, so we
in the stadium.
We're going to avoid a potentially big time conference game because we'll jinx it if we go.
It's true.
All right.
I know it'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Double family Idaho R&R trip.
I've never been to the Kibbe Dome before, so kind of excited for that. My wife went to school in Pullman, so I'm familiar with the area, but I've never actually been to the Idaho campus.
Yeah, me neither.
All right.
That's enough football talk, huh? I promised we weren't going to talk about football. And we didn't specifically talk about football. We talked about us going to a football game. I guess that's still talking football. But let's talk some basketball.
All right. If you say so.
All right. Well, let's talk where the Cats are currently, which I had up and now I lost. Man, we're off to a good start. Cats 17-8, sitting number two in the Big Sky at 10-2 in conference, 17-8 overall, two games behind Eastern Washington, who is undefeated in conference play at 12-0, but 2.5 games above Weber State, who just got absolutely smoked by Northern Colorado on Monday on ESPNU. Not a good day for the Weber State Wildcats and the fans. And then Idaho State sitting there in fourth place at 6-5. And in fifth place, our friends over the hill, Montana, the Montana Grizz, at 6-6, 12-12. Nice 500 all across the board. So Cats, yeah, sitting at number two, man. Feeling pretty good about where the Cats are right now.
Yes, I would say so. 10-2 is pretty good. 17-8. We have avoided the February swoon so far. It's early February. But Montana State's looking pretty good. Eastern Washington stands out to me, though. That 12-0 conference rating. Do you think Eastern's going to go undefeated in conference this year?
I haven't looked at the rest of their schedule. They play us like the last game of this conference slate. So that'll be a good game. That'll be a good test for both squads as they head into the tournament. And the Cats try and capture that, hopefully at least the number two seed in the conference tournament, possibly number one. Looks like they play Idaho, Northern Arizona, Northern Colorado, Weber State, and Idaho State, Montana. So, you know, there's a decent chance they don't lose a single conference game this year. They still got to go to Weber, yep, and they still have the Cats. And at Idaho State, you never know. But, they're looking good, man. They're a fun team to watch. Steel Venters.
They are.
Coolest name in basketball.
He is. They got some length, man. That's one thing I watched the Eagles. They just got length and they can score. And it doesn't seem like anything really frazzles them. They can get down about 2 to 3 buckets, but then they go on a scoring spree, you know, a 5-7-point run. They don't flinch. When I was looking at a little bit of standings today, too, they're not only the top scoring team in the Big Sky, they have the best defense in the Big Sky. I'm like, okay, all right. What's to argue about that? And to me, Ryan, it's just another, like, wow, how does Eastern do it? Like, how do they do it? Is it academic standards that they're able to pull as many kids? Or I think that has to be something to it, right?
Don't ever say that. Eastern fan gets all up in arms about that. But
I know, but is it because it's true?
I mean, there has to be a little bit of that, you imagine, a little bit. But, you know, that's just everyone else just using it as an excuse is really what it boils down to. Has to be. Okay. I don't know. It's just some sort of like athletic black hole in like a good way. It's like they just get all this random talent and random coaching talent and in all sports, and they're good at everything. It's really, it's interesting for a school that like where half the, you know, staff hates athletics. There's always these reports about the staff at Eastern Washington want to drop the pro, like sports in general, football, like, because it's just a money drain, and it's like somehow they still, with the poor budget and staff that hates sports, they still are good at everything. It makes no sense.
Second year coach. Yeah, I mean, young guy. Met him this summer. It's off to a good start, dude. So pretty impressive for Eastern Eagles.
I think Eastern's doing better than Portland, which is where Shante Legans bolted to after that famous little March Madness run there. So
the Gross they got it going, man. I watched them on ESPN the other day over in Vegas. They were tearing it up for Oklahoma. Did you forget about those guys?
Nope. I was trying to remember if it was Oklahoma or Oklahoma State that they transferred to.
Which one's the red one?
That's Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's the one.
They still got their big, like, froes going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the big Evan has the big beard. He looks like he's 45. His brother looks like, what's the guy from the Mad magazine? My dad used to get the Mad magazine. It's the old-timey magazine. Alfred E. Newman. Alfred? There he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you get that reference, man, you're an old-timer. There it is.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Eastern's got some players and have had some players, but, man, the Cats got some players this year, man. Raekwon Battle, he has really come into his own this year. It's been so fun to watch him come from, like, a guy off the bench. I always kind of equated him to, like, a J.R. Smith kind of role last year, if you're familiar with NBA and who J.R. Smith is. But he's kind of coming into his own, man. He's a starter, and he's a star, and he's carried us a couple times, especially in the last several games. Like, the Bobcats were stagnant, needing something to happen late in the game, and Raekwon Battle just took games over. I think he is the leading scorer in the league. I'd have to double check that real quick here. But, man, he's having a tremendous year, and it's a lot of fun to watch Raekwon Battle just dominate games. And one of my favorite things Raekwon Battle does is when he is the one in the 1-3 like one zone that the Cats spring once in a while, he's at the top pestering that pass between the two guards. And sometimes he hops higher than they expect him to. And he's got quite a few steals out of that. So he's fun, man. He's a fun kid to watch. And I'm glad he's having such a solid year.
Great. Quan's number 4 in the Big Sky right now for scoring points per game, averaging 17.2.
So when you look at stats real quick, do you look at that conference-only stats in basketball, or do you look at overall stats? I'm just kind of curious.
Overall.
I think that's fair in this, especially this late in the conference season. Everyone's had – I mean, basketball, so many more games. So I think that's a good one. But, yeah, so he's sitting at 4th at 17.2 points per game. Man, he's having a great year. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a MVP candidate.
Yeah, he's really stepped up his game. His hops, I mean, he's worth the price of the ticket
to me. He is.
Like when we turn into Bobcat games, it's like how many alley oops he has each game, you know? Yeah. Ford or Darius Brown lobbing one up from deep three and he's just jumping over people, slamming it on their faces. You're like, holy cow, you're used to it right now. We used to hear of who were the guys in the 80s that were dunking? French?
Oh, like, man, you're Carl? Before my time. You can put me Crowell? On a spot. I don't know. Is it Carl or Crawl? Furch. I'm not entirely sure. But
if you're listening.
you're springing on something that I didn't watch. I've seen, like, the YouTube famous clip, a couple of those. But
those guys were awesome, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, like, the crowds back in the brick during that era, they looked unruly. Oh, yeah. Loved it.
No, and even in the 90s, man, there were some wild crowds. Like, college basketball across the board has declined, but especially at Montana State. But, you know, Sprinkle's got it back going a little bit.
Speaking of which, what was your vote for naming the student section?
I probably just, of the ones I saw, I thought I liked kind of like the gold pit. Just nice, simple.
The gold pit?
Yeah, nothing too crazy or weird. Something about pits and basketball works for me. Gold mine was another one that was okay. I don't like any, like, if you're trying to be too clever, it's just, it's not going to work out for you.
I said the cat's pajamas.
Yeah, that's terrible.
No?
Cat's pajamas? Doesn't make any sense. Are they all going to wear pajamas?
I don't know. Have you ever heard the term? Man, that's the cat's pajamas?
Yeah, no, I've heard the phrase. I don't know how it applies to us. All right. Well,
hey, did you remember when Zach Minner told us the story about him being an intern in the student section?
Oh, yeah, with the diaper.
The diaper, yeah. The melted chocolate bar.
Yep. And then Bethany told him, like, I'll put a pin in that. So I'm going to put a pin in your cat's pajamas. We'll circle back to it at a quarter to never.
I mean, I like the cat's pajamas. That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe I don't know, like Vim Zone or something would be better than cat's pajamas. All right.
Oh, well, man.
We're not the best marketing people, so apologies for me having a boring one and you having a strange one. Getting right back to, I don't even know what we were talking about. We had no real formula for this episode. We're like, we should just do a basketball check-in. It's about getting that time as it winds down. So let's just start talking some basketball. Darius Brown, man, what do you think about Darius Brown so far this year? He's been a good addition to the Cats, leading the league in steals, but there's some things that are interesting about Darius Brown. What are you feeling about Darius Brown?
I like the way he runs the point, meaning like I don't feel like he causes a lot of mistakes. I think he's a good complement to Raekwon Battle. Like Xavier was more of a guy that was, Xavier Bishop last year was a guy that could take over the game. You know, he was a prolific scorer as well. Brown's not that guy. He's more of a distributor. I feel like he's more of a role player. That's kind of how I see him, but he's really steady. Like, he's steady Eddie. He can get a shot. Like, he likes that shot at the top of the key. It's not quite a three-pointer. You know, he'll come in at the top of the key, take that shot. But it hasn't been falling for him lately. So he goes on these scoring droughts, but like you said earlier, he fills up the stat sheet otherwise. He's really good with assists, really good with the steals. But yeah, I think kind of if I had to just put like one word, he's just very steady.
I think steady is a great way to look at it. I mean, he's led our team in rebounds, looking at this 1, 2, 3 times. And he's led our team in scoring 1, 2, 3 times as well. And obviously assists pretty much every game. He's number one in the Big Sky Conference in assist to turnover ratio. I mean, he can score it sometimes. He had 23 against the Grizz, 22 against NAU the first time around, and 18 versus Eastern. But yeah, his shot is not falling lately, but he's filling up the stat sheet in other areas with lots of rebounds and assists and steals. He's number one in the Big Sky Conference in steals. I really like the way he plays. He's been a really nice addition to the team. And once his shot starts falling again, I think the Cats are going to be just fine heading down the stretch.
Hopefully it comes on late in the season because we could use him. That's the thing that scares me with Montana State a little bit is we have these like games where we shoot like 1 or 2 from 8 or 2 for 10, 2 for 12 beyond the arc. And we have like these really tough games. We really rely on Jabril and great underneath. And man, I would just want to see the Cats put it together, you know, shoot 40% from the outside, probably 50% from the field, and, you know, be good distributing the ball to Tyler Patterson, Darius Brown. Each of those guys should be getting, you know, 6 to 10 points, and Jabril, great battle, should be up beyond like 12 points a game. We need to see that. I mean, to win the Big Sky Conference championship, I think that's the level of play we need to see.
I can't argue with that. Yeah, the Cats are dead last in 3-point percentage as a team, tied for dead last with Weber State. And believe it or not, Eastern is 6th.
Really?
You would think that they'd be higher. Number one percentage-wise shooting team in the Big Sky Conference is Montana Grizzlies.
Wow. Auden Moody carrying them?
I guess. They're tied with Northern Colorado at 36% each.
Okay, but so looking at the stats, Thorny, there's a little bit of a caveat. We are dead last. We're at 33%, almost 34%. Montana's at 36%.
Yeah. So, I mean, between 36 and 33.6 is not a huge swing here. Everyone's kind of shooting the same right now. But yeah. I know percentage is a one or two a game sometimes, so that it matters. But yeah, we go through stretches. What did we shoot against Northern Arizona? Like 17%?
Yeah.
I mean, that's if our average is 33.6 now, I mean, it had been higher. I think it's been slowly creeping down. Patterson finally got it going against who do we play? We just played Northern Colorado, right?
Northern Colorado.
He finally got it going, but he's been cold way too much. If he can go 3 for 5, 3 for 6 on a consistent basis, even 3 for 7 here and there. I mean, we need 2 or 3 three-pointers out of Tyler Patterson because he gets the looks. Everyone knows he's going to shoot it. He still gets the looks. Darius Brown can start finding his shot a little bit more. I mean, the Cats are going to be super dangerous. Those are kind of the two key guys almost in some way to me. Everyone else is kind of consistently doing their thing. But can Patterson and Brown make their shots when they're there to be made?
Yeah. No argument on that. And I really think you're right, man, because if we get into when we get into postseason play and we go over to Boise and Patterson and Brown have a, you know, off night, well, we better hope our lucky stars that Bello, Great, and Battle carry us.
I mean, it's perfectly conceivable that Brown and Patterson could go 2 for 12 between the two of them in a game. And this is not going to work for us. But
no,
I am absolutely loving when the double lineup of when we have Bello and Osabor in there at the same time.
Damn, that I kind of like how Osabor scores.
He's more of a
prolific scorer than, yeah.
His spin move is beautiful. He's getting better and better, too.
He's got better moves down low than Bello does.
Oh, for sure.
Bello's a better foul shooter right now, but Osborne is a more smooth scorer.
And that's, I mean, Bello's not bad down low, but he doesn't have the best array of post moves or anything like that. He just kind of overpowers people and then dunks it. But, you know, Osborne's got a lot more moves and he's gotten a lot better. He kind of came in as like a guy who almost seemed like hasn't grown into his body size yet. You know, those kinds of guys still a little bit like clumsy or clunky. He's just getting a lot better control, I think. And he's getting a lot more polished as the years have gone on. So it's really nice having arguably two of the best, like five big men in the league on your one team. It's a huge advantage for the Cats. And yet, we don't rebound as well as you would think, but overall, we have a good offensive base to start off with. Cause that's what those kickbacks happen is when you start dominating the paint and then they're collapsing on you. And that's when Patterson, Brown, Ford, those guys got to hit their three-pointers when they're there.
Yeah. And they got a lot of open looks. It's just kind of frustrating. I kind of had to step back from the computer last Thursday against Northern Arizona. I was a little bit hot on the Bobcat Nation. I got called once in a while.
I was going to give you a chance if you wanted to dive into your spicy takes that you were sending me. I wasn't going to force you to. I'll give you the opportunity to if you wish. You can say no and we can move on with our lives.
You know, I mean,
you were cranky.
I was cranky. I was the cranky Bobcat fan. But at the same time, Northern Arizona, dangerous last place team, 6-win team, who could probably beat anybody in the conference, to be honest. I mean, look at Jalen Cohn. I mean, top 3-point shooter in the Big Sky, one of the top free throw guys. I mean, he's the scorer. They had some guys that just went off against us. Some guy with like really bushy hair.
The tall, lanky, like white guy with the bushy hair went like 6 for 8 from downtown or something.
What the heck's going on? We couldn't hit. We were like 17% for 3-point. I was so ticked that game. So ticked. Anyways, I apologize, Bobcat Nation, but not really, because I'm not going to apologize for having high expectations for the Cats. We need to do better.
Hey, man, February wins or wins.
Eastern would have buried those guys. Yes, they would.
Eastern beat NAU 79-76, and NAU missed a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie the game.
All right. Speaking of Eastern, one last
NAU has been right there against everybody.
Yeah, I know.
At one point.
They're a weird team. They know how to lose, that's for sure.
They do. They were beating real quick aside. I sent a picture at the 10-minute mark against Idaho State. They were winning by 55-44 or something. They were up by 9 or 11 or something like that. I said NAU is going to lose this game by one. They ended up losing by 5. I've watched NAU enough times now to know that whatever lead they have, they're not going to keep it. They blew it.
Interesting.
Against Idaho State.
So.
Yet again.
Well, we don't play them again in the regular season. We might see them again. I would not want to play those guys again.
No.
I hope to God we don't play those guys again. They're one team I'm like, no, that's just not going to end well for us. February 27th, here in Spokane, or Cheney, just down the street, Montana State's coming. I went to that game last year. We lost in overtime. Here in Cheney, I was so mad. I'm going to go again. I'm going to go to the Eastern game, that last game of the season. Thorny, I'm fully prepared that we're going to lose.
No. We're breaking streaks.
No way, man. There's no way we're going to beat Eastern at home. I would love to see that, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're going to be in it. And then, so here's the game line for you. We're going to be up. We're going to be up one with 2 minutes to go, and then we're going to lose by 10.
Okay. I mean, I could totally see that. We haven't lost by much when we've lost this year.
No, Eastern's just going to pour some buckets in. Steel Ventures is going to go crazy in the last minute. What's their second score? Allegro, Allegri, or something like that? Lots of A's in his name. He's going to go off as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it could probably go down, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it goes down. But, you're going to be there to support them. I'm feeling good about it. Bobcats are going to quite possibly win out. We got some tough games. Let's take a look at the rest of the schedule here real quick before we kind of wrap this up. What do we got? We got at Idaho, Northern Arizona. That's Eastern Washington's schedule. We got at Weber State. That's going to be a tough one. At Idaho State will be tough. We got the Grizz at home. Then we got Sac State at home, Portland State at home. So we got 3 games in a row there before we go to Eastern Washington to wrap it up. So, I mean, that's not great. Not an easy schedule, but I think the Cats can certainly win out on that schedule. I don't know if we will, but 2 conference losses this year. What did we end up with last year in conference?
Did you say 4 conference losses or 4 losses total?
Yeah, 4. Yeah, we had 4 conference losses last year. We lost to Eastern in overtime. Wow. We lost to the Grizz. We lost to Weber State, and we lost to Northern Colorado in the very first conference game in overtime. So, surprisingly, we're better paced in conference right now. So, I don't know. We could end up with the exact same record. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens either. 4 losses. Drop a couple down the stretch here. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough stretch.
Yeah, we have 2 right now with Eastern and Idaho. That one bugs me, 74-70.
Yeah, you're so cranky about the NAU win. That Idaho loss was one of the worst losses Danny Sprinkles had. Ugh, gosh.
That's a good point.
We don't need to talk about that. I'll take one-point win over losing to Idaho.
Golly, man. Jeez.
I mean, Idaho fans are mad at us because that's like a data point for them to extend their coach's contract. Well, they beat the conference leader. Keep them on. They want them fired in a bad way.
Well, they've been singing that same song for like 3 years now.
Yep. Zach Klaus, I think, is who it is. And he's just been atrocious over there. When Idaho joined the Big Sky, they had some players like Vic Sanders. They had some dudes, and they were a pretty good ball squad, but it's really dropped way off a cliff. All right. Well, About does it for a little basketball check-in, man. Feeling good about the Cats. It's been a fun season to watch them play so far. A lot of exciting plays. I'm excited to see us carry the momentum, man. Keep it going. I want to get back to the NCAA tournament, and I want to be, a second chance at a more competitive outcome in the Big Dance.
No, absolutely. February is always an interesting month. Here's the wins in February, not losses. And then here's to going into the Big Sky Conference in Boise with a strong team.
Sounds good, man. All right, well, let's get out of here. Thanks for listening to us ramble about basketball in the early weeks of February here. Thanks again for listening to all us all year for football and all that good stuff. You can find us on the web, RR CatCast. You can find us on Twitter, RR CatCast. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, RR CatCast. And thanks again to Manhattan Bank for being our sponsor for this year. And Foley, let's get out of here, man. Let's go Cats.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.